The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. Smith, having convinced Sir Lionel Barton that Persia is no longer safe because of the presence of Dr. Fu Manchu, has chartered a plane to take them to Cairo. At the airport, Barton, unbeknownst to his companions, straps an old suitcase securely to the undercarriage of the plane. With vast relief, the party watch the lights of Isfahan drop behind them in the darkness. As they turn back from the windows to continue their conversation, Fu Manchu, followed by Farlow Sui and one of their henchmen, steps out of the baggage compartment and smiling blandly confronts the astounded group.
Please, Sir Lionel, and you, Mr. Greville, do not reach for weapons. I assure you it would be most disastrous for you.
By the living God, Fu Manchu, you murdering fiend.
Easy, Sir Lionel. Sit down, Greville.
Sir Lionel, please let me say that I am truly sorry for the death of your friend, Dr. Van Berg.
Sorry?
Nevertheless, it is true. Though I had never met him, his name and reputation as an archaeologist was not unknown to me. The overzealous servant who caused his untimely death has, thanks to Mr. Smith, received his just desert.
Mr. Smith, the slim person in the flying suit. His daughter followed Sui.
I know. Even so, Dr. Fu, Van Berg is dead. Murdered indirectly by yourself.
The fortunes of war, Mr. Smith.
Why are you here on this plane? What do you want?
There is a proverb, Sir Lionel, which says, the wise man questions himself, the fool others.
No need for me to question myself. It's the Muktano relics, I suppose.
Correct, Sir Lionel.
Well, I haven't got them. Not with me, anyway.
Unless they're in that golf bag, which you neglected to stow in the luggage compartment, I believe you. I took the liberty of examining your baggage and that of your companions. Empty the bag, Hossim.
Confounded impertinence. You're a thief as well as a murderer, eh?
A thief, Sir Lionel. Did not you steal the relics from the tomb of the prophet in the first place? You ravished the tombs of the dead in the name of science and are called an archaeologist. It is a fine point, Sir Lionel, and a matter of opinion.
Apart from that, Dr. Fu Manchu, you'll not find the Makana relics on this plane. You have my word for that.
I accept your word, Mr. Smith. To return the bag to Sir Lionel Hossim. And now, Sir Lionel, where are the relics?
That's for you to find out, if you can.
Mr. Greville?
I don't know.
And Miss Barton?
I haven't seen them since I saw them uncovered at the tomb.
Mr. Smith, you have stated that the sword of God, the new creed, and the golden mask are not on this plane. You know, then, where they are?
I do.
And you will, of course, not tell me.
No.
As I thought. I have given each of you the opportunity to save yourselves a great deal of inconvenience and unpleasant consequences. I am sorry. Palitui, go forward and instruct the pilot to alter his course for Baghdad and see that he does it.
We're going to Cairo, Fu Manchu, not Baghdad. If you interfere with us, I'll have the British government...
You are behaving like a child, Sir Lionel.
Why Baghdad, Fu Manchu?
In that city, Mr. Smith, I have a house. You and your companions shall be my guests there until I have learned from one of you where I may find the Mokanna relics.
Well, here we are, friends. This is Baghdad.
Miss Barton, gentlemen, we have arrived.
Two cars are out there, Mr. Smith. Maybe someone...
I'm afraid you're going to be disappointed, Rima. The cars and the men with them are probably here.
And now, Mr. Smith, let me suggest that you advise your companions to make no reckless attempt at escape.
The suggestion, Dr. Fu, is quite superfluous.
Hassim, the door. If you please, Miss Barton, the gentleman.
Your message was delivered by Kwong, Master. Your orders?
The house is prepared to receive guests.
Yes, Master.
Good. We shall ride in the limousine if you will be good enough to follow Abdullah. Please, Miss Barton.
You're coming, Shan.
Of course, dear. Get in, and don't worry.
All right, Barton. Barton.
Yes, yes. I was watching them manhandling Winslow. They bound and gagged him and tossed him in the luggage compartment with the guard. And now you see what they're doing with the plane?
Disabling it temporarily. He couldn't afford taking the chance of the pilots escaping and taking off in the plane. Come on.
Mr. Smith, after you. Gentlemen, I have left you your weapons. I suggest, however, that you make no attempt to reach them. Believe me, it would be fatal.
How much farther is this house of yours, Fu Manchu?
A short distance only, Sir Lionel. It is on the outskirts of the city and quite isolated. I have no neighbors to disturb the seclusion of my guests.
In other words, Smith, whatever happens in that house won't be interfered with.
I assume, Sir Lionel, that Miss Barton can give me no information regarding the Mokanna relics. But perhaps Mr. Greville, or you, or Mr. Smith will oblige me.
Greville knows as little as Rima. The first and last either saw of them was at the spot where they were found.
For Mr. Greville's sake, I hope so. But we arrived, my friend.
Good heavens, Shan, it's a veritable fortress. Look at those walls. That heavy gate opening.
With those gates closed, what chance have we?
Welcome, Miss Barton, gentlemen, to the humble house of Fu Manchu. I precede you only to guide you. Follow, please. For the present, my friends, you'll make yourselves comfortable in this room. It will suffice for the time being. I shall leave you for a moment. When I return, we will continue our conversation regarding the Mokanna relics.
Well, what next, Smith? There isn't a chance to escape from this fortress. Guards in the court, guards out there in the corridor, we're completely hemmed in.
Not much hope, Sir Lionel. Unless you tell him about those relics.
No. Only as a last resort. Blast it, if we could only find a way out of this den of murderers.
You should have thought of that when you blew up the tomb.
But there must be a way.
Greville, step to the curtained doorway there. Look out into the corridor.
Not even a window. One door, the one we came through, and a skylight.
He's right, Sir Lionel. Three husky guards out there armed to the teeth. I'm afraid we're in for it.
Quiet, he's coming back.
Chin up, Rima.
And so, my friends, let us continue our discussion. But first, I shall ask you to relinquish your weapon. Place them here on the table. Thank you. And now, Mr. Smith, I ask you again, the Mokano relics, where are they?
As far as I'm concerned, Doctor, it's useless. I've given my word.
And you will, of course, not willingly break it. I have means at my command, however, to force you to do so unwillingly.
Torture, eh? Leave Smith and the others out of this. You're dealing with me. And go as far as you like. You're wasting your time.
Sir Lionel, has Mr. Smith ever told you about my wire jackets, my files, and the six gates?
Cat, I thought so.
No. And it'll take more than jackets or files to make me speak.
Hasim, show Miss Barton to her room. She is not to be harmed.
Yes, master.
No, I...
You'd better go, my dear.
Oh, why don't you tell him what he wants to know?
Come, Rima.
You will remain here, Mr. Greville. Abdullah, bind Mr. Greville and Sir Lionel to their chairs. It is useless to struggle, gentlemen, and simply postpones the inevitable. And now, the wire jacket, Abdullah. You will observe when the jacket is fastened round the trunk of Mr. Smith's body how closely it fits.
You unspeakable fiend.
This steel plate pressing into the back over the heart tends to slow the heart action. You will presently see the result. Tighten the thumb screws, Abdullah. Slowly. The relics, where are they?
No, I tell you.
The screws, Abdullah, tighten them.
Oh.
Tell him why you've hidden those beastly relics before he strangles Smith.
More, Abdullah. More pressure. Where have you hidden the relics of El Mokana?
Stop. I'll tell you what you want to know.
No, Barton,
but
no.
Smith, you can't.
Increase the pressure, Abdullah.
Stop it, Fu Manchu. The things you want are in...
The police. Thank heaven.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.